Introduction. CAR T-cell therapy recovery comes with its own challenges. This information will explain what you can expect, focusing on side effects, and how to support your own recovery. Chapter 1. How long will it take to recover after CAR T therapy? Your recovery from CAR T-cell therapy is unique. In general, it can take a few months to recover fully. But you'll have follow-up appointments beyond this to check how you are doing. If you're still recovering after a few months, that's okay. Some aspects of recovery, like fatigue, can take longer to recover from. Speak to your medical team if you are worried about any part of your recovery.
Everyone's recovery is personal, but always have hope and belief that you will eventually feel like you again.
Rachel, who had CAR T-cell therapy to treat triple-hit diffuse large B-cell lymphoma. Chapter 2. How long will I be in hospital for? You'll be monitored in hospital for about 10 to 14 days, while you recover after your infusion. You can be discharged if you've recovered from any side effects, and you are no more than 1 to 2 hours drive from your hospital in case you experience any side effects. But be aware, hospitals have different guidelines about this. And finally, if you've got someone to care for you at home full time. If you do not meet these criteria, you will need to stay in hospital for at least 28 days after your infusion. Chapter 3. Are there any side effects of CAR T therapy? After treatment, your medical team will monitor you closely because most side effects develop within the first few days, but some could occur up to 8 weeks later. Side effects will vary from person to person, but may include cytokine release syndrome, or CRS. When CAR T cells enter your body, they can activate other cells in your immune system. Sometimes, this signaling can cause an inflammatory response across the whole body, known as cytokine release syndrome, or CRS. Symptoms of CRS include flu-like symptoms, high fevers, and low blood pressure. It can be tricky to determine whether you have an infection or CRS, so it's likely you'll be given antibiotics straight away. In very extreme cases, CRS can be life-threatening, and you may need to be looked after on an intensive care unit. Neurological problems. When lots of CAR T cells are activated, they can affect your nervous system. This is called immune effector cell-associated neurotoxicity syndrome, or ICANS, or simply neurotoxicity. Symptoms can vary from mild to severe. You might experience tremors, confusion, difficulty speaking, writing, or moving, headaches, and dizziness. The nurses looking after you are trained to carry out neurological screening assessments. They will ask you various questions every day and will also assess your handwriting. This might feel worrying, but remember, your nurses and doctors are trained to manage these side effects and can treat ICANS with medications such as steroids if needed. Speak to your medical team if you have any questions or worries about neurotoxicity. Neurotoxicity generally occurs within the first 28 days after infusion. There is a small risk of this happening beyond 28 days, up to 8 weeks, so you are not allowed to drive for 8 weeks after infusion. Tumor lysis syndrome. CAR T therapy destroys lots of cancer cells quickly. This can release chemicals called uric acid, potassium and phosphate, into your bloodstream. High levels of these chemicals can affect your kidneys. This is called tumor lysis syndrome, and it can be treated with fluids and medicine. You'll have regular tests for this side effect. Allergic reaction. You might have an allergic reaction to your CAR T cells. Your nurse will give you medication before your infusion to prevent this, but tell them straight away if you feel unwell. Low B cell count. Current CAR T cell therapies target cancerous B cells, but they may destroy healthy B cells as well. These cells are part of your immune system and help fight infections, which means after treatment, you may be at risk of picking up an infection. It's important you inform your medical team if you think you have an infection because you may need treatment for this. If your medical team think you're at risk, they may decide to give you intravenous immunoglobulin, known as IVIG, after your CAR T-cell therapy. IVIG is a treatment that boosts antibody levels in the blood to help it fight infections. It's obtained from human blood donors. Infections. You will be at higher risk of infections after CAR T therapy, as your immune system might take a while to recover. Some symptoms of infection include a temperature of 38 degrees Celsius or above, uncontrolled shivering, a cough or chest pain, shortness of breath or fatigue, redness, pain, or discharge around a Hickman, central, or PICC line, or port, being sick or stomach pain, pain when having a pee or your pee being smelly, runny poo, diarrhea or blood in your poo, and generally feeling unwell. Important, if you've been discharged from hospital and have any of these symptoms or think you have an infection, call your medical team straight away. You'll be given phone numbers to contact them on before you're sent home, so remember to keep or save these somewhere safe. If you keep getting infections, then you may need a treatment called immunoglobulin infusions. You'll also be given antiviral, antifungal, and antibacterial medications as part of your recovery to help prevent infections. You might have to take these medications for a few months until your immune system fully recovers. Learn more about infections from our Infections After a Stem Cell Transplant webpage.
Try to stay positive. I had many side effects and a difficult recovery, but things will improve, and I've now been in remission for 2.5 years.
Robert, who had CAR T-cell therapy to treat follicular lymphoma. Chapter 4. Will I have more hospital appointments? You're likely to have an appointment with your CAR T medical team around 1 month after your infusion to check how your recovery is going. You might have a PET scan or bone marrow aspiration, or BMA, to check your disease. Learn more about PET scans. www.nhs.uk/tests-and-treatments/PET-scan/. And BMA. www.cancerresearchuk.org/about-cancer/tests-and-scans/bone-marrow-test. You'll then be seen in the CAR T clinic. 3 months after infusion, your team will check how you have responded to your CAR T therapy. Before this appointment, you'll have a PET scan if you have lymphoma, or a BMA if you have acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or ALL. You'll be seen again 6 months after infusion. During this appointment, you may have another scan or test to assess how you've responded to your CAR T therapy. Then, 1 year after infusion. And then, once a year, every year. The appointments you have after your CAR T cell therapy may be a bit different to what we've just described. It will depend on your hospital, their guidelines, and your specific situation. Remember, if you start to feel unwell or are worried about your recovery in any way, call your medical team. It's much better to check even if you are fine, so don't take the risk. Your medical team will want to hear from you, so don't worry about bothering them.
I am now still in complete remission over 12 months later. I still get regular checkups with my consultants to monitor my progress, which is reassuring. CAR T has given me another lease of life.
Gary, who had CAR T cell therapy to treat non-Hodgkin lymphoma. Chapter 5. How can I help my recovery? Some things are outside your control during your CAR T recovery, but it can help to have some focus and keep yourself motivated. Here are some things you can do to help your recovery. Eating and drinking well. You might not have much of an appetite after CAR T cell therapy. You might even feel sick. But eating and drinking well is important to support your body during its recovery. Here are some tips. Try to eat a healthy, balanced diet. This will be the best for your body. But more importantly, eat what you fancy eating. It's better to eat something than nothing at all. You can build up to eating healthily over time. Eat little and often. You might find it easier to eat smaller meals. Drink 2 to 3 litres of water a day, if you can. If you find water boring to drink, try flavoured water. Ask your medical team if you can drink alcohol. This could slow your recovery and affect medications you're taking. Ask to speak to a dietitian. Your medical team should be able to help you speak with a dietitian who can help with your diet. Make sure you follow good food hygiene to protect you from infection. This includes cleaning your kitchen surfaces before and after cooking. Washing your hands before and after cooking. Not eating food that is out of date. Washing fruit and salad before eating. Making sure meat, fish and eggs are cooked thoroughly before eating. Checking the restaurant and pubs you're eating at have the best food hygiene rating. And checking the places you get your takeaways from have the best food hygiene rating. You can read more about eating well during recovery for CAR T on our Diet After a Stem Cell Transplant webpage. Building your fitness. Keeping fit and building your energy levels can really help your physical and mental recovery, but it can be tough if you're struggling with fatigue. Here are some tips. Start small. Go for a short walk to the post box. March on the spot while waiting for the kettle to boil. Once you have more energy, choose the stairs instead of the escalator or lift. Set yourself achievable goals. Walk to the front gate and back one day, then walk to the end of the road and back the next. Ask family and friends to join you. Recovery can feel isolating, boring, and exhausting. Company and encouragement will really help. Find your local park run. You can walk, run, or volunteer at your local 5 km park run each Saturday. It can help with your fitness, routine, and your overall well-being during recovery. Find your nearest park run at parkrun.org.uk. Check with your medical team first to make sure they are okay with potential infection risk. Find physical activity that suits you. It's not all about cardio. Strength exercises are important too, including yoga and Pilates. And ask to speak with a physiotherapist. Your medical team should be able to help you speak with a physiotherapist who can help you fit exercise into your daily routine. Read more about exercising during recovery on our Exercise and Keeping Active webpage.
You have to give yourself time. You cannot rush it. 6 months after my treatment, and I am generally feeling back to normal, but I still have days when I'm physically and or emotionally exhausted, but they're few and far between, and I recognise the symptoms, and so take a day or two off. That usually puts me back on track.
Mary, who had CAR T cell therapy to treat diffuse large B-cell lymphoma, DLBCL. Coping with fatigue. Fatigue is common after CAR T-cell therapy. This isn't just about feeling more tired. Being fatigued means feeling too exhausted to do normal day-to-day things. It can affect your daily routine as well as your mental health. Here are some tips. Listen to your body, pace yourself, and only do what you can each day. Be patient and kind to yourself. Pushing yourself too hard will only slow your recovery. Identify the part of the day where you have the most energy. This is likely to be in the morning. Prioritise things you really want to do or achieve during that time. Make sure this includes fun things, not just admin or housework. Ask for help if you need it. People want to help, so let them. Stick to a sleep routine. Try and go to bed at the same time every night and do things that will help you get a good night's sleep, including reading, having a bath, not looking at screens, and avoiding sugar and caffeine. Read more about coping with fatigue on our Managing Fatigue webpage.
Some days you feel almost fully recovered and it is tempting to do too much. You can pay for that in the following days. The recovery from CAR T is a slow process with ups and downs. Your family and friends need to understand that. That way they can stop you from overdoing it no matter how energetic you might be feeling.
Mark, who had CAR T-cell therapy to treat high-grade non-Hodgkin lymphoma. Looking after your mental health. You'll probably feel lots of emotions before, during, and after your CAR T-cell therapy. You might feel excited, anxious, confused, angry, lonely, and relieved. You could feel these one after another, or all at once. It can feel exhausting and overwhelming, so it's important to check in and care for yourself. Make sure you let your medical team and loved ones know how you're feeling, or keep a journal. There will be support out there for you, and it's much better to get your thoughts and feelings out. Read our tips for looking after your mental health on our Preparing for CAR T-cell Therapy webpage. Spending time with friends and family. Looking after your mental health and well-being after CAR T-cell therapy is just as important as looking after your physical health. You'll want to hang out with your friends and family as part of that, but you need to do this safely. So here are some things to think about. Make sure friends and families know they cannot see you if they are unwell. Have a good chat with everyone before your treatment so they are aware of the risks. Try to avoid public transport and busy places for a few months after your CAR T therapy. If you do need to be in a busy public space, wear a face covering. And spend time with people on video calls if you're too fatigued to go out or others are unwell. It's a nice alternative. Getting your vaccinations. Make sure you get your flu and COVID-19 vaccines after your CAR T-cell therapy. Anyone you live with should also get their vaccines to protect you best. Your medical team should speak to you about getting the vaccines you need, including your childhood revaccinations, but make sure to bring it up if not. Read more about COVID-19 vaccines on our Coronavirus COVID-19 and Your Treatment webpage. Protecting your skin. Your skin will be more sensitive to the sun after CAR T-cell therapy. Make sure you use sun cream with a sun protection factor of 30 or higher, and protect your head and eyes with a hat and sunglasses. Going on holiday? You might want to go on holiday after your CAR-T therapy. You'll certainly deserve a break. There are no rules about going on holiday, but talk to your medical team to check what they advise, especially about going abroad. You'll need to make sure you have the necessary vaccinations and have good travel insurance. Having sex. You can have sex whenever you are ready to after your CAR-T therapy. You just need to make sure you are protecting yourself from infections. Chat with your medical team to make sure you are protecting yourself in the best way, including using contraception. You might struggle to have sex after CAR-T. You might not want to have sex, feel too fatigued, or be affected by changes in your body. This can be a sensitive topic. You might feel embarrassed to bring it up with loved ones, let alone your medical team. You can read more information and support on our Sex and Relationships webpage. When can I go back to work or school? You'll be able to return to work, school, college, or university when you have recovered well. This will depend on your individual recovery and your circumstances. That is, what kind of job you have. You might be able to return quicker if you can work or study from home, can work part-time, or have an office job, or a job where you are sitting, or don't have to interact in person with others. In general, you'll be able to return 6 months after your CAR T-cell therapy. Chat with your medical team as they will be able to best advise you. They will be able to help you talk to your employer too, if needed. Read our information on returning to work and returning to education for more support. Where can I find further information and support? You can read more about CAR T-cell therapy, including from patients themselves, on the following websites. lymphoma-action.org.uk, bloodcancer.org.uk, cancerresearchuk.org, and leukemiacare.org.uk. End of recording.